The United States is suspending funding for Kenya's anti-corruption agencies because of concerns about government officials stealing it. The American ambassador in Nairobi says that concern by donor nations stems from reported theft of aid money by Kenyan officials, and the U.S. move follows the abrupt resignation of Kenya's anti-corruption advisor. David McGuffin reports from Nairobi.
U.S. Ambassador William Bellamy announced that Washington was immediately suspending $2.5 million in aid money for the country's anti-corruption efforts. He said the release of another $7 million was being put under review. In a speech to Kenyan businesspeople, he said the move is a result of Monday's surprise resignation of Kenya's anti-corruption czar, the highly respected John Githongo. And because the Kenyan government is not only not serious about clearing up corruption, it is the source of the problem. The sentiment was echoed by the Kenyan opposition leader, Uhuru Kenyatta.
This is basically a cry of frustration. This is a cry, a plea, I believe, is the message that Mr. Githongo is trying to send out to this government.
The government has made little comment about Githongo's abrupt departure, but has pledged to continue the war on graft. But the British ambassador to Kenya, in a speech last week, laid out 20 cases of official corruption worth tens of millions of dollars that he says Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki knows about but refuses to act on. When John Githongo joined President Kibaki's new government 2 years ago, it was seen as a strong signal that Kenya was finally getting serious about tackling corruption. The previous government of Daniel Moi was accused of stealing billions of dollars in foreign aid, forcing foreign donors to suspend aid in 2000. A former investigative journalist, Githongo was also the founder of the Kenyan branch of Transparency International, the anti-corruption watchdog, the same organization which currently ranks Kenya the 11th most corrupt nation in the world. But despite official backing from the president, Githongo met with stiff resistance in his efforts to clean up the government and produced few successes. At a packed press conference here Tuesday, held by 20 civic, business, legal and aid organizations, the current head of Transparency International Kenya, Gladwell Otieno, said these frustrations were the ultimate cause of Githongo's departure.
It was also made clear that this decision was based on a lack of backing and a loss of confidence in the commitment of his principal, the president, to the fight against corruption.
Otieno was clear on what she saw as the implication of this.
His resignation sounds the death knell on this government's purported anti-corruption effort.
Githongo made his resignation from London, where he is currently keeping a low profile. Colleagues here say this is because he has reason to fear for his life. Muthuni Wanyeki of the African Development Organization FEMNET made this statement at the press conference.
We know that he has had access to a lot of information, even if he hasn't had power to act on that information. And when government security is withdrawn from him as a result of his resignation, yes, we think it's important to make it clear we intend to hold this government accountable for his personal safety.
Public opinion here is strongly behind Githongo. Newspaper editorials, radio phone-in shows all carry the view that his departure is a defeat in the fight against corruption. But it may not be a final one. Kibaki's government is a shaky coalition of feuding parties. These events could be enough to force an election 2 years ahead of schedule, one in which the Kenyan people can make clear their frustrations about the lack of progress on corruption. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Nairobi.